as a weekday. Today, inshallah, an extra brief reflection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Yesterday, we covered in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the second surah, ayah 45-46, he mentions, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِصَبْرِ وَصَلَاهِ, and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr and salah, through patience and prayer. And then Allah ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ, and verily this is heavy and difficult, إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ, except for those who have khushu', whose hearts are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can that humbleness be created? الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. The next ayah 46. Those who have certain belief and conviction that they are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they going to meet? They're going to meet their Rabb. وَلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And they are constantly aware of the fact that they have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the recipe to develop khushu'. If we are going to constantly remind ourselves that we have to return to Allah, we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will help us in developing khushu'. And if we develop khushu', then sabr and salah will become easy. And if sabr and salah becomes easy, then we will be able to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how this is linked. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr and salah. But this will be difficult unless you have khushu'. How do we develop khushu'? Work on our yaqeen that we have to return back to Allah. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We are returning back to Allah ta'ala. When we have the yaqeen of returning back to Allah, this incorporates three concepts. Tawheed, Risala, and Akhirah. All in one. If you are going to return back to Allah, that's because Allah exists. So the Iman Billah is there. And how do we know about Allah? It's through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we believe in his Risala. And he warned us about returning back to Allah. The most explicit part of it is the Akhirah. We believe in the Akhirah. We believe in Ba'ath, Ba'ad al-Mawt, resurrection after death. So this is one ayah 45 and 46. In the same surah, the next ayah is ayah 153. Ayah 153 in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who believe. Over here, there's an additional nida. Allah ta'ala is addressing the believers directly and saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. What, O those who believe? Pay attention, O those who believe. Allah ta'ala is addressing us and says, Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. Seek help from Allah ta'ala through patience and salah. The same command. But over here, Allah ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Verily, Allah is with those who are patient. Now we are in the beginning of the second juz. The first ayah was in the first juz, and the second ayah, 153, is in the second juz. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. These ayahs are so similar. And that is what all the Hufaz are going through, mutashabihat, when they're leading salah. You may go from one side to the next, and then you get a friendly correction, or you correct yourself. So, subhanAllah, the scholars of tafsir, they compare these two ayat, and what is going on here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first one, is warning us that seek help through patience and salah, and if you can't do it, if you find it difficult, this means you don't have khushu'. What's wrong with you? Wake up, you don't have khushu'. This is the warning in the first one. In the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him bashara and glad tiding. And he's saying that, there are two motivating factors. Jalb al-manfa'a, daf' al-madara. If you want to acquire that which is beneficial, we want to go for a reward, or we want to protect ourselves from disaster. The first ayah is telling us very explicitly, straight up, that if you do not seek help through patience and salah, then you don't have khushu'. You don't have khushu'. That's why you're not able to do it. That's why you find it challenging. And the second ayah is saying, if you are to motivate us, is that it's not just an empty warning and leave you demoralized. It also gives us the recipe how to develop khushu'. يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. Develop your yaqeen that you have to return to Allah, then that will, insha'Allah, develop that khushu' within you if you don't have it now. Whereas the second ayah, at a very positive level, is positive encouragement and empowerment and targheeb, because the Quran has targheeb and tarheeb. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bashiran wa nadhira, bringer of glad tidings and warnings. This is a glad tiding. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Verily Allah is with those who are patient. One is the ma'iyya amma, one is ma'iyya khassa. Ma'iyya amma is that Allah is with everyone. Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Wherever you are, He is with you. With His ilm, with His qudrah, He is with you. If there are ma'ikun min najwa thalatha, illa hu rabi'ahum. If there are three people in a meeting, He is the fourth. Wala khamsatin illa huwa sadisum. If there are five, He is the sixth. Wherever you are, وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَاهُمْ. Wherever you may be, less number or more number, He is with you all the time. أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Then He will inform you of what you did on the Day of Judgment. So that is مَعِيَّ عَمَّة. Then there's ma'iyya khasa. Ma'iyya khasa means with his nasr, with his help, with his muhabba, with his tawfiq, with his guidance, and with the victory. This is the khas ma'iyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant those who are patient. And this is the encouragement here. Subhanallah. If this one is ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, addressing the believers with encouragement, the former one was actually under the context of the Yahud. Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa ufu bi ahdi ufi bi ahdikum. Allah ta'ala is reminding the Yahud in the first one, and that is why he's addressing them in a manner they deserve, and saying that you don't have khushu'. Atamuruna an-nasa bil birri wa tansawna anfusakum wa antum tatluna al-kitaba fala ta'qiluna wasta'inu bi sabri wa salah. That's the context in the first one. He's addressing the Yahud, and particularly the rabbis. You have the knowledge of the book, you know the Torah, you're rejecting Rasulullah. What is wrong with you? And in that context, he tells them, "Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah." If you're not able to swallow your ego and accept Rasulullah's prophethood, seek the help of Allah through sabr and salah, and then it'll be easy for you. And you're finding it difficult, it's because you don't have khushu'. Whereas in the second section, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, this ummah of Rasulullah, Allah is promising us, you will have my ma'iyya, you will have my special help. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. The prescription is the same in both, whether it's Bani Israel, whether it's this ummah. And sometimes Allah is encouraging us, sometimes He is warning us. Both ways, He wants us to come back to Him through patience and prayer. In the days, we have opportunity for sabr. In the nights, we have opportunity for salah. And with the combination of the day and the night, we hope that we will be able to implement this ayah in our lives, or these two ayahs at this point in our lives. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.